Many of the country's big banks have lost so much money from the mortgage meltdown, they're looking for cash. Wachovia this week announced plans to raise $7 billion by selling stock. Washington Mutual said it, too, is seeking $7 billion, but from outside investors.
David Wessel of The Wall Street Journal says their efforts have big implications for all of us. And, David, why would that be?
Well, let's start with the basics, Steve. When a bank says it is raising $7 billion of capital the way Washington Mutual or Wachovia are, what they're doing is rebuilding a capital cushion that has been eroded by the mortgages that are not going to ever be paid off. Now, when the capital cushion erodes, a bank has to do one of two things. It either has to shrink, that is, lend less money, or it has to rebuild that cushion. Now, sometimes shareholders think it's better to shrink for them, but the society as a whole is much better off if the banks raise capital so they can resume lending. Otherwise, we'll have a massive credit crunch that would really choke off economic growth.
Can I just try to explain this for the layman here? If I put my money in a savings account of the bank, it doesn't actually sit there. The bank lends it to somebody. The money is all out circulating someplace. And is the capital they're raising, this extra stock that they're raising, the money that's in effect held in reserve in case the bank gets in trouble?
That's absolutely right. The banks did get in trouble. They've drawn down their reserves. So now, in order to keep lending out deposits at the same pace that they were before, they have to rebuild that capital.
Is the government pressuring banks to take this course?
Absolutely. Both Treasury Secretary Henry Paulson and Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke have explicitly asked the banks to raise more capital. They have talked about whether the banks need to pay less of their profits out in dividends to rebuild their capital. They recognize that this is central to preventing the economy from going into a deep, deep dive.
You mentioned that there was another option here. You could just let the bank get smaller, loan a little bit less money?
Absolutely. And, you know, there's some reason that shareholders might prefer that because these shares are being sold by Wachovia or Washington Mutual or also mortgage giants Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac at bargain basement prices. So if you're an existing shareholder, you may not be happy about the company selling shares at a bargain basement price. It's called diluting the shareholders. But the society as a whole is desperate for these banks and financial institutions to raise capital so we can restart the economy.
You just said bargain basement prices. Are these banks still seeming to be in so much risk that you have to sell shares at bargain basement prices if you're going to sell them at all?
Yes. When you want to go out and raise $7 billion, as Washington Mutual or Wachovia are doing, and you're not doing it at a moment of great strength, you have to offer very favorable terms to investors. Now, Washington Mutual managed to find a big private equity firm that was willing to chip in $2 billion, but they did that because they got a good deal. The shares are being offered, in some cases, at a discount to what they're trading at the market.
Do you think there's enough money out there to prop up all the banks that need propping up?
There's a lot of smart money on the sidelines. Some of it is money in these government-run sovereign wealth funds in the Middle East and Asia, like the one in Abu Dhabi that invested in Citigroup. Other is in these private equity firms or mutual funds or pension funds, and that money has been on the sidelines. It's not clear whether there is enough to save the banks. That really depends on how bad the economy gets and how far housing prices have to fall. But there is a substantial amount of money on the sidelines that could really help the banks now.
David Wessel is economics editor of The Wall Street Journal and a regular guest here. David, thanks.
You're welcome.